This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday defended the exit from Afghanistan as the, quote, best decision for America, the day after the U.S. military withdrawal was celebrated by the Taliban as a major victory. He spoke after the United Nations warned of a looming humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan, underscoring the challenges that the Taliban face as they transform from an insurgent group to a governing power. For America, Biden argued the only choice in Afghanistan was leaving or escalating, and the president, criticized for his handling of the withdrawal, said the frenzied airlift, which saw the United States and its allies fly more than 120,000 people fleeing the new Taliban regime out of Afghanistan, was, quote, an extraordinary success to Biden. All eyes will now turn to how the Taliban handle their first few days with sole authority over the country, with a sharp focus on whether they will allow free departure for those wanting to still leave, including some foreigners. The U.S. had said that about under 200 of its citizens remained in the country, and Britain says the number of nationals there is in the low hundreds. Thousands of Afghans who worked with the U.S.-backed government over the years fear retribution and still want to get out. Talks are ongoing on who will now run the Kabul airport, which German Chancellor Angela Merkel warns of its existential importance as a lifeline for aid. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned Tuesday of the challenges faced by Afghans as the Taliban builds their new regime. He expressed grave concern at the deepening humanitarian and, quote, economic crisis in the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition parties announced Tuesday they will participate in regional and municipal elections scheduled for November, reversing ground from previous boycotts of recent balloting. The announcement comes days before the opposition and the government of President Nicolas Maduro are expected to meet in Mexico City to continue negotiations on finding a common path out of Venezuela's political standoff. Both sides agreed to discuss electoral matters as part of the dialogue, which officially began earlier this month. Regional and municipal elections are scheduled for November 21st. The opposition parties grouped in the so-called Unitary Platform and led by Juan Guaido boycotted previous elections, including the re-election of Maduro as president in May 2018, arguing that Venezuela lacks the conditions for free and just contests. The U.S. aid agency said Tuesday rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region have been looting aid warehouses, calling the alleged thefts a, quote, great concern for humanitarians. Sean Jones, head of the USAID mission in Ethiopia, told Ethiopian state television EBC, quote, we know for a fact that the TPLF, or Tigray's People's Liberation Front, every town they've gone into, they've looted the warehouses, they've looted trucks, they've caused a great deal of destruction in all of the villages they visited. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November when Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray to topple the TPLF, the regional ruling party, saying the move came in response to attacks on army camps. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner promised a swift victory, but the war has instead dragged on for months, triggering a humanitarian crisis in Tigray while the rebels have pushed into neighboring regions. Israel allowed dozens of truckloads of construction materials into the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, easing a tight blockade it's maintained on the Hamas-ruled territory since an 11-day war last May. The imports came during a tense period in which Hamas activists have launched incendiary balloons into Israel, sparking wildfires across the border and staged series of sometimes violent demonstrations along the separation fence with Israel. Despite the tensions, Israeli officials this week allowed the entry of the badly needed building materials for Gaza's private sector in a step that may help calm the situation. And El Salvador's Congress on Tuesday approved a law to help create a fund for conversions from Bitcoin to U.S. dollars ahead of the Central American country's planned adoption of the cryptocurrency as legal tender next week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.